Yesterday, two Washington State ferry sailings from Clinton and Mukilteo were canceled because of a crew shortage, creating headaches for ferry commuters. It's become all too common. 37 sailings were canceled in the summer season because of crew shortages. That compares to 4 from the previous year. And it hasn't gotten better with the end of summer. Since then, there have been 14 more cancellations. King TV reports that Governor Gregoire called on the head of the state ferry system, David Mosley, to begin giving her weekly briefings on the situation. David Mosley joins us. Thanks, David.
You bet, Ross. Nice to be with you.
Why are the ferries getting canceled?
We have a certified number of people that need to be on our vessels for it to sail per our staffing levels from the Coast Guard. Unfortunately, we have had an increase in that first sailing of the day. Some of our folks not making it or not making it on time, and which has required us to not be able to sail and to cancel a sailing.
Well, you've always had set crew levels, though. Why has it become a problem now?
Well, I don't really know the answer to that question. We've always had a staffing crew level. Most of these, as alluded in the story, we have decreased the staffing levels to that required by the Coast Guard on most of our vessels. One of our classes of vessels still has higher than what's called the COI, or Certificate Inspection Staffing Level. The other of our classes are now staffed at that Coast Guard required level. But most of the sailings that have been canceled are on vessels that did not receive the reduction in staffing of one person based on the ruling of the Coast Guard. So we're working with our bargaining unit, with our employees. We're stressing the importance. Reliability is second only to safety in terms of our goals and our mission at Washington State Ferries. I mean, last year we had a 99.6% reliability of sailings. When we say we're going to sail, we sail. We have had an increase in not being able to sail because of these staffing issues. Remember, Ross, any time we don't sail, that's an inconvenience to our customers, and it's not acceptable. But the 37 sailings in the summer season was out of 45,626 sailings. So it's a small number, but it's not a small inconvenience to our customers.
Fair enough. The union representing the ferry workers opposed that change in staffing on some of your ferries. They even went to arbitration on it but lost. The union members have taken a 3% pay cut, and they also have reduced overtime opportunities. Is this an organized or unorganized sick out among the ferry workers to show their displeasure?
Russ, I don't believe it is. We've certainly had that conversation. They assure me that it is not, and I take them at their word. Human errors do occur, obviously, but there have just been too many human errors here.
Well, as you say, it is a small percentage of your overall sailings. Needless to say, though, very inconvenient for those affected by them. Should we expect them to continue at this pace going towards the end of the year?
I certainly hope not. We're working very hard to ensure that that doesn't happen. When we investigate every instance where there is a missed sailing or a staff person not making it on time for his or her shift, we do that investigation. We find out what the cause was, and we are engaged in progressive discipline so we stress with our employees. Reliability is just critical to our customers. People expect to be able to take a certain ferry to get to work or to get to their appointments or to get their assignments. We have to provide that reliability.
Is there any pattern as you looked into these cases? Are there just a few workers who are not showing up? Is it a broad range of workers? What's going on here?
No real pattern other than it's generally the first sailing of the day. Almost always it's the first sailing of the day. So staff people not getting there for that 4:30 sailing from Bainbridge, for example, or something like that. There are some repeat people, but not many. It's mostly people that have made an error.
David, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Ross. It's nice talking to you.
Dave's the head of the state ferry system. He's going to be reporting to Governor Gregoire on a regular basis, weekly briefings, because of the number of sailings that have been canceled. A small percentage overall, but still incredibly annoying when the first ferry of the day doesn't show up and you're late for work.